it is time for the morning to change for the better. And that's because Arthur Schwartz joins us. Arthur Schwartz, the food maven. Good morning, Arthur.
Good morning. And I'm sure your hair is just fine. I was going to actually go to Facebook to see what you're talking about.
It isn't, though.
But, okay. Well, it's the pictures up there.
Who cares?
Who cares?
Lucky to have hair.
That's right.
Yeah, if you, I, you know me.
Let's
I
get
take
to the food.
Approach.
Even
get,
better, if you are lucky, hair that is long enough to be messy looking.
Yeah, it's not. But if you were lucky enough to have hair,
I have a lot.
Okay, yeah. then
you know I get compliments on my hair. Oh yes, since I was a child, people have been awed by my hair. But now that I'm old, I know that the genes that created this hair come with diabetes and dementia.
That's right.
So you're resolved with that. I'm just there are enough bonus points for Marshall Miles.
Let's go on to the food, but please.
Yeah, let's go on to, because you know, I just this minute, well, 2 minutes ago, 3 minutes ago now, unwrapped a cheese, and I realize it's way smellier than I thought it was going to be, and perhaps I don't want to eat smelly cheese for breakfast. And also, Mr. Harnett will wake up and say, "What's the stink in here?" So, anyway, so it's a Robiola, and I find Robiola to be quite, which is a soft ripened cheese from the Lange region of Italy, but it's usually quite mild. But this one seems to. I'm going to taste it. Is that okay?
I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you know, I'm on the radio. I'm supposed to be talking, but I'm going to take a second here to taste it. I bought this cheese at a new store absolutely around the corner from me. I had been waiting, I don't know how long, it's over a year, for this store to open. It's called Union Market, and the original Union Market, the first one, opened while I was here. It's not very old, maybe 10 years ago, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, on the corner of Union Street, which is a main street of Park Slope in Brooklyn, and Sixth Avenue, which is another main perpendicular thoroughfare. So it's a small store, and when it first opened, I thought, well, it was way too fancy for me, and the prices were way too high, but that was a knee-jerk reaction. Over the years, I've learn. They have a great cheese department at prices much, not much, but at least less than almost anywhere I know. A great bread department. They bring in breads from all different bakeries. They don't bake themselves, but the best bakeries in the city. They have pastries and cakes from my favorite bakery right here in Park Slope. It's called Lady Bird Bakery. But now I don't have to go to the other end of the neighborhood. I can go around the corner. They have meat, fish. I mean, it's a really good market, and the prices are not crazy. They're competitive, and the quality is really high. So we've been waiting for this store to open, as I say, for a very long time. Everybody in the neighborhood around here knew that it was coming. They had all kinds of problems with construction. I do believe there were water main problems, electrical I mean, everything the city provides, it couldn't provide. So it was not their fault. Now, I have to say that it's open. They have put every one of their managers in the store to make sure things are running well and interacting with the customers to see what in this part of the neighborhood? What do people want? It's interesting about people in marketing understand this, but it's hard for us to understand that someplace five blocks away could be a different market. So I learned this when I was doing some restaurant consulting in Manhattan, where 7th Avenue and 57th Street was literally a different lunch market than 5th Avenue and 57th Street. So anyway, it's the same here. These people who own this market know this. So they're in two other parts of this neighborhood, and then they also have one in another neighborhood in Brooklyn, Carroll Gardens, and there's another one on the Lower East Side of Manhattan, so says the bag that they give you, the shopping bag. And it's a great store. So I bought this Robbiolo. Now, I haven't even taken a bite of it yet. I love the smell of it, actually.
Oh, Bob, wake up. Wake up, Bob. Calling
no,
Bob.
You know what? Now that it's unwrapped for a while, I don't know. He's sensitive. He might not like the smell. But it's actually quite a mild cheese, super creamy, but it's not a triple creme. It's not like a high-fat cheese. It's a normal fat cheese. I guess you could compare it, a Robbiolo like this. There are many forms of it. I think, you know, you would say it's like a camembert. That's not bad for breakfast, right?
I don't know. Is this what we're going to talk about?
Well, no, we're not. Because I don't know what to talk about, so I'm doing a little BS here.
Yeah.
All right, I love BS. And you know what?
I'll tell you why I don't know what. First of all,
there's nothing
last
in the house.
Week, I first went to Philadelphia. It wasn't for my nephew's birthday, but it ended up, we arrived on my nephew's birthday. It was actually to go to my great niece's pre-K, where they had Grand Friends Day. She goes to a Quaker school, so everybody's a friend. I said, well, I'm not a grand friend, I'm a grand uncle. But anyway, what I wanted to say is I didn't cook on Wednesday. But I'm going to get to this trip in a second. And of course, Thursday. Anyway, I wasn't cooking last week. I was eating way too many sweets because it was Brian's birthday. And then he and his wife, Michelle, and their kids came to Brooklyn for the weekend, where Michelle threw Brian a surprise party where she invited... He's still, you know, friends from high school. He is still friends from high school. And then there were friends from medical school. And the house was my house that came back here for birthday cake. More sweets and cookies. More sweets. You know, there were a lot of doctors here. In any case, I am so tired of sweets, believe it or not. And I'm not supposed to be eating sweets, but so I had a week of indulgence. And today, with an empty refrigerator, mind you, I have to eat healthy, at least for this week. I have a blank week where I have no excuses to eat anything that I'm not supposed to be eating, so I'm going to be good.
Okay, but there's nothing in the
house.
But
I got to go shopping.
Right.
So, you know, for me, going shopping is sort of like going on a safari. I enjoy that. So I'm torn, actually. Do I go to my new market, with the Union Market? It's the Union Market on Flatbush Avenue. This, to me, is amazing, by the way. Having grown up in Brooklyn, Flatbush Avenue being one of the main, if not the main, commercial street of Brooklyn, going all the way from the East River to the ocean, well, at least to Jamaica Bay, you know, to have a fancy food market and fancy restaurants, restaurants in general. There was one restaurant on Flatbush Avenue other than Junior's when I was growing up, and that was a place called Michelle. And Michelle is now one of these slick restaurants. It's called Fausto. I've been. The food's good. The noise is unbearable. The staff, by the way, it's a joke almost to the staff how noisy it is, and they playing along with the customers here. Something's got to be done. But anyway, I wanted to say, on the way to Philadelphia, I stopped at my friend James Carozza's, one of his bakeries, to pick up a cake for Brian's birthday, and because I had told Brian about this cake, and he was salivating. So I thought, well, here's a good opportunity to get one.
Right.
Here's an excuse. So it's a pistachio layer cake. Real pistachio buttercream made with pistachio paste from Sicily.
Uh-huh.
The best pistachio-based, and layer, cake layers, with chopped pistachio, fresh, you know, pistachios in it.
What's the cake made of?
It's a, you know, it's not, it's, you know, I don't know.
Okay.
So it's a normal cake.
Okay, so it's
but
cake.
But it's not a real fluffy cake. It's a very moist, nice cake, but it has a lot of nuts in it.
I got it, okay.
And, yeah, so, you know, it's just a normal cake. I don't know. I have to ask James. But I don't really want to make it if I can buy it from James. And what I wanted to say is the place we went to is worth a detour. Do we remember the Michelin Guide?
Oh, yeah.
That's their most, their highest rating is worth a detour. So James's Bakery and Cafe on, remember the name, New Dorp Lane on Staten Island. I can even tell you how to get there from the expressway, is definitely worth a detour. It's not just a bakery, it's a cafe, and it's a hoot and a half, as we used to say, because James is a collector and a very creative man, and he has created a real atmosphere of old-timey ice cream parlor cafe. And by the way, they do have ice cream. He has pistachio soft serve ice cream made with that same pistachio paste from Sicily. James knows his stuff. And it's called A Piece of Cake. The bakery is called A Piece of Cake, and it's James's third bakery. And next door is an adjunct. It's connected. They're connected inside as well as from the outside. It is an adjunct of his second bakery, which is called The Cookie Jar. But I recommend this bakery because it has everything. It has cake. Oh, his original bakery is called The Cake Chef. And James is the Staten Island cake chef. So, but the place to go is the third one, which is also a cafe where you can have lunch or breakfast, for that matter. They're open early. I must say the most popular dish, I'm told, is the zucchini frittata sandwich. And then you have a choice of bread. But get it on the focaccia, which they bake right there. You can get variously topped focaccia. And they also have what I think James calls it the perfect egg sandwich, and it's his little formula for scrambled eggs. I think he also uses it for the frittatas of a grated cheese and egg, and probably a little milk. They're softly they're melt in your mouth scrambled eggs, and it's on a biscuit. What we used to call a tea biscuit. I don't know what they're calling it these days. On Staten Island, I'm sure they're still calling it a tea biscuit. So it's easy to get to. You get off the Staten Island Expressway. I mean, I don't know. I'm always going up and down the coast. But if you're coming down 95 or Jersey Expressway, Turnpike, you're going to have to go through Staten Island. And you get off at Richmond Road. And you take Richmond Road all the way to New Dorp Lane. It's maybe about 3 miles, 4 miles. And there it is. You go on, make a left on New Dorp, and it's a little shopping area with restaurants and James's place. It's called A Piece of Cake. You can't miss it because he has a clock hanging outside so that you can see it from the side. And on top of the clock is an iron figure of a man who's just sitting on top of the clock. And when you get inside, you'll see a lot more stuff like that. I mean, even the men's room has gag stuff. What to say. And the cake is fabulous. So, and then we had other cake.
All right, so you're having cake
for I'm up the kazoo with cake.
I got that.
And nobody would take it home. This was the bad part. I know that over the week, Brian chipped away at the pistachio layer cake because Sydney, his daughter, told me. She said, oh, there was only one little piece left. Because I'm sure Brian chipped away at it. But anyway, he would refuse to take home the chocolate cake. that we had for his friends on Saturday night. And now I need vegetables.
To and go with the cake?
The cake is now in the freezer.
Okay.
And that's not going to stop us if we really have to have cake.
Because there's no padlock.
I have a serrated blade knife. I can cut off a piece in a half an hour. It's defrosted. Or,
Bing.
If you're really desperate, you eat it frozen.
Exactly. So that,
yeah,
that,
this
that's...
chocolate cake happens to be, I would say, at least half, if not more than half, icing.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, it could be like frozen candy.
Now you're talking. Now you're speaking my language.
Is that your speed?
Yeah, absolutely.
Happy birthday, Jill.
Right.
So, I'm surrounded by Taurians.
I'm not a Taurus. I just...
No, I know you're not, but Bob is and Brian is, and I have two women friends who are, and they're all clustered
right
here. And so I have my fill of Taurians, too, this week.
Oh, yeah, and your Taurians are just learning what you learned about 6 years ago because a planet, the planet of liberation, the planet of chaos, the planet of unpredictability, has
yeah.
just moved into their sign.
Oh, they're very disturbed by unpredictability.
And they are it's just going to be interesting.
Beside themselves.
Uh-huh. And there's absolutely nothing to do except...
Wait.
Yeah. Just and
when is this over?
Depends on when. 7 years?
No. I thought you were going to say August.
but by then they'll have gotten used to it. But right now it's the initial, like these winds are, it's like, what the heck is going on?
I don't know.
So, but
several of these people are retired people.
Yeah.
So we don't have to deal with the stress of the world necessarily.
No, but they have to deal with the stress of the structure of their life not being what it was. And that's always disconcerting.
Oh, okay. There you go. Not being so, there you go.
Yeah,
we elderly. It's I'm actually resigned.
You're resigned. Except,
yeah, to some of my old age stuff.
Cool.
Except for my arthritis in my thumb, which really gets on my nerves some days. So my solution, my nephew tells me that's the first place to feel arthritis is
okay.
the joint between your thumb and your hand, and. That's the case with almost everybody I know who's my age. But here's my solution, everybody. This is a food-related solution.
It's always good.
I don't wash the pots and pans after dinner. I make dinner, we eat dinner, and the dishes can go in the dishwasher, but the pots and pans are left for the morning. Where I wash them with very hot water, and that is really great for my arthritis in my hands. And my barber, very sad, although he, I think, really would like to retire anyway, he has arthritis in his hands, a barber with arthritis in his
That's
hands.
Not good.
No. So, I said, Joe, what do you do? He said, I'm going to a physical therapist. I said, well, what does she do? And he says, the first thing she does is put my hands in hot sand. I said, oh, well, my home cure for that is wash the pots in the morning. It sort of sets me up for the day. And then I don't get, unless I twist it the wrong way, it's not so bad.
No, you had said you were doing that, and that's good. All right, so can I just have just a hint in the next couple minutes of what I should eat with the chocolate cake?
With lots milk.
Cold milk.
Oh, that's disgusting.
She hates milk, Arthur. She hates milk.
Coffee or tea, but you need a...
No, water is fine. I love water.
You like water with
cold
milk?
Oh, I love cold water.
The cold milk goes with chocolate.
I love cold water, too, but first cold milk and then the cold water.
No. Cold water and chocolate is the best.
Can't you just close your eyes and pretend it's water?
No. Oh, please. Now, first I had to do smelly cheese first thing in the morning. Then milk, guys. And I was looking for a little bit of...
Smelly cheese?
You started with smelly cheese.
This from somebody.
You like smelly tea?
She doesn't.
During the day, I do.
Oh, because I'm trying to pawn off a tin of lapsang souchong to somebody who really likes it.
Oh, smelly tea. I thought you said smelly cheese.
Oh, cheese. No,
yeah,
I thought you said tea.
I'm very picky about tea.
Well,
no,
I bought this very special tin filled with lapsang souchong.
Just give it for Christmas.
That's a thought.
Just, or somebody's birthday. You don't.
Well, I mean, the thing is, you can't give it that to everybody because you know they'll have it sit for 2 years just like I do.
That, but it's their problem. This is reminding me of a Seinfeld episode.
Well, you know, but the tin is wonderful.
Right.
I may just, maybe I'll just dump the tea and keep the tin. So, do I have time to quickly tell you why I have this tea, which is really a funny
yes.
story? We went to visit a friend in Naples. He's, let's just say he's extremely rich, and he lives in the largest villa in Naples. But he likes to think of himself as a simple guy, as a lot of these rich Neapolitans do. And we had tea in his kitchen. We visit them all the time. And we always have something, and it's in the kitchen. Well, sometimes we get to sit in a glamorous room, but believe me, the kitchen is unbelievably glamorous, and they know I love it because it's filled with their hundreds-of-year-old copper collection. But there he is, Maurizio, making the tea himself, and he knows exactly how to do English-style tea because they lived in England for a while. And I'm with Cecilia and my friend Sylvia and I think Rosaria, another one of Cecilia's sister, and they had never been there before. And Maurizio makes this tea, and of course, you know, they're really swooning over Maurizio, single women of a certain age with a single gentleman, a very, very charming gentleman of a certain age, and they're swooning over him. So they say, oh, that tea. when we were leaving, that tea, wasn't that the best tea you ever had? So for Christmas, I bought them the tea because it's sold only, Maurizio has it brought in from the States. So I bought it here. It's a tea place in Boston. I'm forgetting the name, but a famous tea vendor in Boston. I'm sure that's part of the cachet. And the tin. They love the tin. So in the end, they didn't like the tea, but they love the tin. So I know that at least Sylvia, because I've been in her kitchen all the time, she has the tin on display, but there's no tea in it. So you got to be special for Lapsang Souchong.
Yes, you do.
Well, I just want to say that we started off the show go with birds. We went to cheese, to chocolate, to a celebrity house, and back to birds. And
I still don't know what I'm going to make for dinner tonight.
That's right.
Well, I know what I'm making for dinner because I already took the chicken thighs out of the freezer.
All right.
So that's a start.
That's
all
how
right.
you saw the cake.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that was the protein solution. Okay. Also, I don't like to keep things in the freezer very long.
Okay.
So I thought, well, I'll
there goes the cake.
But no, I have a whole, maybe next week we can talk about, well, listen, happy Memorial Day.
That's right.
That's
happy
right.
Memorial Day.
And the one thing that, you know, I can recommend for you to make, and you can look it up online, is my annual, or now maybe biannual, semi-annual, Burt Green's Ziti Salad.
Which we've done.
It's, as my niece calls it, macaroni crack.
And you need the George Washington stuff, which you've got.
Yeah, I got it.
All right.
But you know, anybody can get it.
All right. Well,
you can buy it online.
All right.
If you can't find it in your store. Rich brown seasoning and broth.
All right.
Which is basically a brown MSG.
Right.
All right.
I'll tell you a story next week. Okay, thanks.
Okay,
love
have
to
a
Bob.
Good week.
You
happy
too.
Memorial Day. Oh, are we on Memorial Day?
Of course.
Of course, okay. We're always here.
Okay.
All right, goodbye.